Management of Triceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Triceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to, this is the season finale of Casual Friday with the lovely, intelligent, and talented Alisa Profumo. How you doing, Alisa?
Hey, Carl. How are you?
Do you know, we actually have clips of your earliest shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Our first show together was January 28th, 2011. So it's almost a year ago.
Uh-huh.
You know, another few weeks and it'll be a year. And with that being said, I thought it would be appropriate for this show for us to play some of the early clips. And I found the first time I referred to you as the lovely and talented Alisa Profumo from March. And back then I referred to you as the lovely, intelligent, and talented Alisa Profumo, as you will see shortly.
Okay.
But anyway, so I guess I have to start calling you the lovely, intelligent, and talented Alisa Profumo. And that is also going to be copyrighted and trademarked in case anybody wants to throw one of those other words in there.
What was the other word that they threw in there?
Voluptuous. Yes, voluptuous.
Well, not about me, about someone else.
No, I mean, that's fine. But anyway, okay, so it is our season finale show. We've got lots of great stuff to talk about. We're going to have a listener spotlight today with John Parker.
Mm-hmm.
He's been listening to the show for a very, very long time. Started listening when he was in the Navy in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a very interesting story.
Sicily, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, Sicily, yeah, where your people are from.
Yes.
The dangerous Italians, the ones who started the mafia. They did. The Sicilians started the mafia.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah. La Cosa Nostra, that was from Sicily.
Oh.
Yeah. They're very, very dangerous people, the Sicilians. But anyway, okay, but we have lots of great stories. We're also going to try to touch base on some of the top stories we broke the news on the show for the year as well, I thought, in honor of the new year rolling in.
Right.
Okay, so where would you like to start since you're in control?
Am I in control?
Yes, it's your show.
Okay. I wanted to start out with a story about the McRib sandwich from McDonald's.
McRib.
Well, evidently, I think they only have a few, like, not very often, maybe once a year they come out with a McRib.
That's right. Yeah, they do. And people flock to it. They love it. When the McRib comes back, everybody runs out and buys them.
Well, evidently, the McRib sandwich has some questionable chemicals inside.
Yeah.
It has the same chemical as a yoga mat.
Really?
Yes.
So should you then take your McRib to yoga with you?
I probably wouldn't do that.
No, okay.
But anyway, okay, so if you haven't indulged in one yet, here's what you're missing. Polysorbate 80.
Yes.
Ammonium sulfate.
Right.
And azodicarbamide.
Azodicarbonamide.
Carbonamide. It's not carbonamide?
No. No, I guess you could say mead. Yeah, I guess you could.
Okay. So anyway, that's only 3 of the 70 ingredients, and then there's 34 ingredients in the bun alone.
Yeah. And so, needless to say, they can't say that it's pork, right?
Right.
Or is it supposed to be beef rib? I forget.
I don't know, since I don't eat it.
The interesting thing about the McRib, have you ever seen it?
Mm-mm.
It's actually, you know, it's formed. It's chopped, flaked, and formed meat, like a lot of processed meats are. And it's actually formed in the shape of like 3 ribs, 3 little short ribs. It looks like it's supposed to have the bone in it. It kind of plumps up, and then it flattens out, then it plumps up. So it looks like 3 ribs side all stuck together.
The azodicarbonamide is a flour bleaching agent that is most commonly used in the manufacture of foam plastic, like that in gym mats and the soles of shoes.
Well, that makes me want to run out and get a McRib.
And that's what's found in the bun.
Yeah, that's something.
And that compound is actually banned in Europe and Australia.
Yeah, but what do they know? They don't have the FDA.
Yeah,
the FDA who tells us what's safe to eat and what's not safe to eat.
Well, they limit it to 45 parts per million. You know how the FDA is famous for allowing some amounts of things.
Yeah.
So they limit it to 45 parts per million.
Yeah. Which also leads us to can we switch stories for
sure,
a second?
Sure.
Leads us to the FDA still standing and holding their ground on the amount of arsenic in apple juice, right?
Yes.
And why do they continue to defend themselves? Do you have any feelings for this at all?
No.
I mean, I know that they allow 28 parts per billionth of arsenic in apple juice and only 10 parts per billion in water. Why wouldn't they just use the same? I mean, it's just baffling to me. That's all. Hey, how about we play a clip? This is the very, very first time that you were on the air. Want to hear that?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, and we're starting something new. Fridays is going to become Casual Friday, and we're going to be doing kind of more of a variety show where we cover a variety of different topics, things that maybe we find interesting or upsetting that is out there in the media. And I say we because for the first time in the history of the show, I have a co-host in the studio with me, and that is my executive producer, Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, Carl. How you doing?
Good. And so we decided to do this show because there are lots of things that bother us. We read in magazines, we see in the newspaper, we hear on television, and we scratch our head and go, what are these people talking about?
Right.
And so, yeah, we figured we would try to do something about it and maybe mobilize some opinions. Right?
Right.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Do things, when you see these kind of things, if you're watching the morning news and you see some quote unquote health expert or fitness expert say something idiotic like popcorn is a great food to eat right before bed. How do you feel?
It drives me crazy.
Do you just want to like throw your shoe at the TV or something?
Sure. Like if I'm on the treadmill in the morning before work and listening to the morning shows, they always have the segments on nutrition, and it always seems like there's something out of whack that they're talking about. Always.
Right.
Like this morning, for example.
Go ahead, tell me about it.
They were talking about foods that you need to eat that give you more volume,
right.
Like with foods that are high in water or in fiber, but they didn't talk anything about protein.
Right. So in other words, all the choices were carbohydrate choices.
Right.
Do you think you sound different?
I think I sounded really nervous.
Yeah, I think you did sound nervous back then.
That was painful for me to listen to.
But you know what? That was your very, very, very first time that you'd ever done a radio show. I mean, you really have to think about that. That was January 28th,
mm-hmm.
2011. That's the first time. Had you ever done any radio interviews before this show?
No.
So,
oh, I did a couple times, but it was just like for a few minutes.
Okay. I mean, here you are co-hosting a show for the very first time. I don't think you sounded nervous.
I do.
No. Actually, you know where you sound nervous? And I want to get back to the story, but I have a clip. It's the very first time you introed the show,
mm-hmm.
where the show started to air, and you said, "Welcome to Superhuman Radio."
Right.
And that's actually 27 seconds long. You want to hear it now?
Sure.
Okay, listen to this. This now you can hear the nervousness in your voice. Listen.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm Elisa Profumo, and it's Casual Friday. And who are you?
I'm Carl Lenore. Wow. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Aren't I the lovely and talented Carl Lenore?
Oh, that's right. He's the lovely and talented Carl Lenore.
Yeah, you have to say that about me when you intro the show.
Since you usually say that about me.
Yes, but it's true when I say it about you. There's a big difference. Now, did you see when you said Casual Friday, you could actually hear a quiver in your throat?
Mm-hmm, I was nervous. I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a big deal. That's a long way. You've come a long way from that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think you used to just get nervous when you used to think about sitting down behind the mic at the beginning of the show.
Oh, I was so nervous.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, you blossomed right before the listeners' ears. Anyway, you wanted to talk about McDonald's more. There's something else about McDonald's, right?
I did. they've dropped their egg supplier. Got to, you know, we talk bad things about McDonald's a lot, but now we've got to give them some kudos for this.
Okay.
They've dropped their egg supplier after a video of cruelty to animals surfaced.
Right.
Evidently, they saw that the chickens were in horrible conditions.
Right.
People that worked there were picking them up and snapping their necks and just really.
Well, snapping their necks kind of like out of a game. They were taking the baby chicks, weren't they? And they were like just snapping their necks or something like
they
that.
They were casually snapping the necks of fuzzy yellow chicks, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't
they also do something else with the chicks? Didn't they throw them in plastic bags and let them suffocate to death?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like as a game or something like that?
Right.
I mean, I guess when you work around, I guess if you work in an animal slaughtering environment, you probably become desensitized to the feelings and perils of animals. And that's why these companies have to really tighten up on that stuff. So McDonald's dropped them when they found out.
Well, it's interesting. They dropped them. The name of the company was Sparbo, S-P-A-R-B-O-E.
Right.
But the article that I read says, don't be surprised if McDonald's and Sparbo find themselves back in bed together, because the spokeswoman said she wouldn't rule out that they would have a working relationship again.
Yeah, what they're going to do is Sparbo is going to undergo some sort of sensitivity training for their employees, and they're going to tell employees that they can't smother animals for game and snap necks for sport. And the employees will go, okay, and they'll go right back into their mass producing. Doesn't this company produce like 300 million eggs a year?
Yes, yeah.
I mean, that's a big supplier. You can't just say, hey, we're done with them. Where is McDonald's going to get all their eggs from?
That's true, unless they go to their local farmer.
Yeah, right. That'll happen. Alisa, we have to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have our listener spotlight, right?
Right, John Parker.
John Parker. It's going to be really exciting to talk to John. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all. You already know how great the Testa 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testa 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testa 100 patch today. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food, and Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
She's a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to mother. She will never let your spirit.
It's Friday, and that can mean only one thing, casual Friday, and I'm in the studio with the lovely, intelligent, and talented Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, Carl. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Let's get back on this railing against... Sorry about that. That's the very, very first time I introduced you as the lovely, intelligent, and talented Elisa Profumo. That was on January. It was March 18th, I believe, of this year. So there you go. Dates all the way back to then. Okay. So we have a listener spotlight today.
We do.
We have John Parker on the phone. How you doing, John?
I'm doing fantastic, Carl. Elisa, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
John, let's start with your backstory. You've been listening to the show for quite a long time now, right?
Yeah, a couple of years now.
You started when you were in Italy, right?
I did, yeah. In fact, I had an event in my life, and I started looking for some more information, and I just started Google searching and getting on iTunes and trying to find something that would have an impact on my life in a positive way, and I came across the show, and I think my first show was about the Litvey squats with Coach Dan John.
Yeah, that was a good one, wasn't it?
I think my second one was with Dr. Pasquale, and I've been hooked ever since.
Yeah. Those Litvey squats will I call those types of movements ticker tests, because if you're going to have a heart attack, that'll be the day you'll do it. So when you were in Italy, you were stationed there in the Navy, right? Did we drop you? Uh-oh. Hold on a second. We're going to have to go to a quick song, and we'll be right back with John.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
Who?
The girl next door, you know?
Nah.
I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
All right. Honey, give me that chicken, be red, and it's creepy with the girl next door.
Oh, you pretty girl, man, I say so you feel her. Just a son of it is all you can have your pillar. You better watch your mouth before she turn into a killer. Yes,
okay, welcome back. John, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, the beauty of live radio. Isn't it exciting?
Yeah, I'm sure it happens a lot.
So you were stationed in Italy with the Navy, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I was a submarine officer.
Wow, that's pretty cool. How long were you in Italy?
3 years.
Were you in Sicily, John?
No, I was actually on the mainland. I was in Naples, which is relatively close to Sicily. I've been there. It's beautiful.
Oh, I was wrong.
Yeah, there you go.
You were in Taormina?
Yeah, I went up there. In fact, I think I posted a picture a while ago that I tagged you on. That was a picture I took when we were on a cruise, a Mediterranean cruise, and there was a lot of amazing things that happened, but Termini was amazing. So.
That picture is almost surreal looking, if anybody has seen it on
beautiful.
Your Facebook. Yeah, it's really beautiful. So, John, give me a snapshot of your journey. So you had a reason. You were looking for answers. You found the show. I'm sure you found lots of other things as well. How has your life changed in your journey?
Well, you know what? It goes back a little bit further than that. First of all, my story is not very sexy in the terms of, you know, I don't know who's going to get inspired by it. I haven't changed my physique monumentally.
I think you have, by the way. Elisa and I were looking at some pictures from, what was one of them was from 2006?
Five.
2005, and one from today, and you definitely have changed your physique. But
yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say you're being modest, but go ahead.
I appreciate that. But, yeah, I just started out when I was a kid. I wanted to play football, and that was my thing, and I was a runt. I mean, I'm not a big guy, and so I just started doing what I thought you were supposed to do, and that's lifting weights. And I just really got into it, and I picked up books, magazines. I was a fan of Muscle Media 2000, Bill Phillips, read Body for Life like 12 years ago. And I got to the point where I really felt like I had exhausted most of the resources that were available to me at the time. I guess this is before the internet really came around. But I went to college. I was a dual major in physics and biology. I got my bachelor's degree in biology, associate's degree in physics. And then I became a nuclear engineer for the Navy. And I kind of put all the training to the wayside. It wasn't my main focus anymore. In fact, if you had asked me 12 years ago what I thought I was going to be, I thought I was going to be an astrophysicist. So that's where I was headed. And in 2009, I had some very severe back spasms, and I didn't really know what was going on. And so I went to the doctor. I had an MRI, and it turned out I had an L5-S1 herniated disc. And my back muscles were continually locked up, and it was extremely painful. I mean, I felt like I had a high pain tolerance, but this was beyond anything I had dealt with before. It was just always there and throbbing and annoying, and I couldn't function like that. So I started looking for new answers, and that's when I came across the show, and I haven't really turned back since. I was probably going to get out of the Navy regardless, but I didn't know what I wanted to do. And so
how did you correct your back spasms? Obviously, you did it yourself. It sounds like the doctors didn't do it for you.
You know what? It's an ongoing process. I mean, there's always a small amount of pain, but I think the biggest difference that has ever come my way had nothing to do with drugs. In fact, you know, they prescribed naproxen in high doses, and I did that for a while. But I'm well aware of the hepatic stress that causes from NSAIDs.
Right.
And so I quit doing that after a while. I mean, it was more of like, as you would say, a rescue. And then I started looking for alternate things to do. Several years ago, I had a friend who had a freak climbing accident where he fell 60 feet, and he had used an inversion table to kind of rehabilitate. And so I started looking into that. I started getting into kettlebells and just trying to understand what the kettlebell swing was really all about, because there's thousands of ways of doing it wrong and probably only a few ways of doing it right.
Right.
And so I found between those two things, they make a huge difference. But, you know, I decided that, because there was about a year and a half where I didn't do squats and I didn't do deadlifts and I didn't do anything that I knew I was supposed to be doing. So it kind of came down to a conversation I had with my wife. I was just expressing my frustration to her, and she had asked me this very simple question about, well, do you think it's possible that there's something that you're doing in the gym that's aggravating your back? And I said, no, that's impossible. You know, I've studied, I've researched, I know the forms, I know what to do. And it just really ate at me that she would question my level of understanding of how to exercise. But she was right, and I have to give her credit for that, because that really was what changed everything, because I started looking and digging again. And I've learned so much lately that I got to the point with the Navy where I knew I was leaving, and I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do, but that's when I started to look at med school very seriously. And so I started volunteering at the Navy hospital, and I ran into a doctor, a physiatrist to be specific, and the guy's job was working with chronic pain patients, and he introduced me to trigger point mediated pain and
right.
how to get rid of myofascial pain and that sort of thing. And I just haven't really looked back since then, and I really thought that I would go to med school and kind of having second thoughts on that right now, just mostly because it's going to be hopping out of the frying pan into the fryer as far as how many hours I'd be working every single day and that sort of thing. And, you know, after listening to this show for a couple of years, and as Peter Rouse once told me, like, you've had your eyes open, you know, you know the truth now. Allopathic medicine just kind of irritates me.
So. And I was just going to say, in order to be, I would have a hard time becoming a doctor today because I would have to keep my mouth shut, ignore the fallacies, go along to get along, or get along to go along, whatever the term is, just long enough to get my diploma. So then people would take what I say seriously and, but not use anything that I learned except maybe the testing procedures and the anatomy and physiology information. But none of the emphasis on pharmaceutical drug intervention, except as a rescue method. So I would almost feel like a fraud, and I have to give it up to doctors who become doctors for the right reasons, learn everything that they don't need to know, come out the other end, and go, you know what, I'm not following this. I'm doing my own thing. But it's hard. It's very, very hard. And I have people who ask me sometimes, you know, what credentials do you have? And I say, none. And so they say, why should I listen to you over a doctor? And I say exactly why you should listen to me, because I have not been co-opted. I look at the information in the raw and I say, I have no agenda. Most doctors have an agenda. They have to substantiate their investment by telling you the things that they've been taught, as opposed to how many doctors come out and go, wow, that's wrong. Very few. It takes a lot of courage. So anyway, so what direction are you going to go in now if you're not going to follow the doctorhood?
The doctorhood, yeah. Well, the thought that I'm having lately, which, you know, I got out of the Navy 5 months ago. I'm still green on what I'm planning on doing. I'm back in school. I'm taking some organic chemistry and some refresher courses, and, you know, I'm doing fine in my classes. And one of my instructors was, the week, you know, like within 2 days of me actually making the decision of not going to med school, I had an instructor get up and say, has anybody thought about what they're going to do in the, you know, the near future? Because if you're thinking about med school or pharmacy school, that's a long road, but there's other options. These classes are prerequisites for many other things, like chiropractic. And everything he said after that was kind of like on, you know, Charlie Brown, where it was just wah, 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 wah. I was like, chiropractic, I haven't thought about that in years. And so I did some digging, did some more research. I know people that are chiropractics, and in fact, I got a very short chance to talk to the guy that I can't remember his name, but he does the Kodiak cream.
Oh yeah, sure. Craig Banks. Banks. Yeah, yeah.
And so I've been looking very seriously at that. I mean, they have a lot of latitude in the type of things that they can do, and I'm mostly interested in neurological, musculoskeletal systems. And chiropractors get to deal almost exclusively in that world, but they also get the opportunity of maybe, if you can understand it this way, just kind of coaching diet and exercise.
Yeah.
And that really appeals to me. I'd love to be a naturopath, but I don't.
Elisa was just about to say to you, why not become a naturopath?
Oh, you know, it's a lot of school. It's really expensive. The pay is kind of low, and I really don't think with those credentials that they garner a lot of respect, and I don't know necessarily that.
I'll tell you who they garner respect from. They garner respect from their patients, because their patients realize that they cure things instead of manage symptoms. I mean, the big difference between an allopath and a naturopath is the end point for a naturopath is to cure something, and the end point for an allopath is to manage the symptoms of something. It's a big difference. I would say naturopaths are like duct tape. You know, something is breaking, so you duct tape it. You don't fix it. You keep duct taping it. Every time it breaks a little more, you duct tape it some more. But guess what? It's still broken, and the inevitable will occur where it will break completely. And that's what allopaths do. They're just duct tape. So I wouldn't discount the naturopath because they don't get the respect that they deserve. They don't get the respect from the people who don't understand the difference. And as far as they're concerned, who cares? I mean, you know, the heck with them. I'll tell you something else on my opinion. I had this conversation with my oldest daughter when she said she wants to go into some form of allied health. And I said nutrition, because 10, 20 years from now, I don't mean nutritionists trained by the American Dietetic Association. I mean real nutritionists, guys like Jim Marlowe. They are the future of healthcare, because they are the future of avoiding disease in the first place. And more people are starting to realize that you can't replace it once it's broken, but if you can keep it from breaking, you can live longer. And that all starts with nutrition. Nutritionists should be called the healthcare industry, and doctors, allopathic doctors, should be called the sick care industry, because you're already sick when you go into a doctor.
Yeah, I've heard you say that before, and I couldn't agree with you more about the naturopath. I personally think it's fantastic. I just also think that my first love is, you know, the musculoskeletal part of this equation. And I think that chiropractors are given that latitude to get into the, you know, the nutrition aspect of things. And I definitely think that whole foods and real foods and paleo, or as you kind of say, the ancestral style diet, are very impactful. But, you know, I also want to know exactly what vitamin E does when it goes into my body, or somebody else's. Like, I'm interested in the biochemistry, so I don't plan on stopping with a doctorate in chiropractic.
Good for you.
I plan on continuing that education. And the school that I'm looking at also offers a dual path in the form of a master's in exercise science, and so, or sports and exercise science. And so that's the kind of stuff that I'm really interested in. I had the opportunity to talk to Peter Rouse just via chat on Facebook, I don't know, it was a couple months ago. And he had introduced the thought of functional medicine to me. And I kind of got on some of the websites, and I'm really interested in it. But that type of medicine is geared towards practitioners that have not just clients, but they have patients. And I couldn't just get a master's in exercise science and go out and really go into correcting some of the problems that people have. And, you know, I looked at physical therapy as well, but as Peter put it, it was, you know, they're 40 years behind. And that's kind of frustrating on many levels, because you think, you know, if I want to be taken seriously, I got to have the credentials in front of them or after my name. And kind of like Gary Taubes when he was interviewed by Dr. Oz. You know,
The Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz. I know how you like to say that. So he, but he asked him if he was a doctor. I mean, you don't have.
Well,
he said,
why should people listen? He said that. He said, why should people listen to you? You're not a doctor. And if I was Taubes, I would have responded unabashedly. I would have said the exact reason they should listen to me. But anyway, okay. We have to take a quick commercial break. Stay with us through the break, okay, John?
Sure, sounds great.
All right, we're talking with John Parker. He is a listener on the road to becoming superhuman. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how that just happened. The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Super Droll knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbells.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday, and we have a listener spotlight. We're talking with John
Parker.
Hey, let's do that again. With John
Parker.
I like that. With John Parker, and we're talking about his journey. John, you are now a devotee of the Paleolithic style of eating. Give the listeners a snapshot of how you eat and what changes you've seen. You know, it could be changes in the way you feel and also in your body.
You know, the biggest change is my mental focus. When I was on the submarine, I averaged probably 4 hours of sleep a night. On a good night, I'd get six, but that was pretty rare for the most part. And I noticed that my mental acuity definitely was lost. And there was times where I was doing more reacting instead of proactive, you know, thinking ahead, thinking about the consequences 5 or 6 steps down the road. And when I got away from that, I noticed that it just didn't come back to me. And even though I had tried to get maybe a little bit more sleep, I wasn't serious about it. And I was, you know, maybe getting 6, 7, 8 hours of sleep. But I went back to the gym. I had some more time. I started training, and I couldn't get lean. Like, you know, when you're 17 and 18, and I wasn't heavily involved in sports, I was always lean. And
yeah,
I
you can't, almost can't help but be lean when you're young, you know? Your body is primed no matter what you do to it. It seems to always find its way back to leanness.
Exactly. And I struggled with that, getting off the submarine and going to a regular day job for a while. And, you know, I love bread. Bread is an amazing food to me, but I didn't understand what it was doing and how it was raising my insulin levels and the fact that I was constantly feeling bloated. And the real significant change, and here's where Dr. Rouse comes in again, is I think I've been listening to the show for about 6 months, something like that, and you two did the show on the IBS, I think it was about a year and a half ago, and it was during that show that my wife and I realized that she's gluten intolerant, which was significant because she's 35, 36, somewhere in there, and she had this issue her entire life.
Right.
Felt bloated. She was throwing up on a continual basis, and we never knew what the problem was. We thought, oh, maybe it's grease, maybe it's MSG. And after listening to that show, he described her symptoms so perfectly that it was obvious that she needed to get off anything that had gluten in it. And so that kind of sent us down a rabbit hole trying to figure out, all right, well, what can we eat? What shouldn't we eat? You know, what about barley? What about oats? What about a beer? And so we started looking into that, and the more and more we researched it, the more we started coming across this idea of Paleolithic eating. And I have some friends that are CrossFit people, and they talk about paleo a lot too. I mean, that's one of the main things they push, either a zone or the paleo diet. And I'm not a CrossFit person, but they, you know, we got a chance to talk about how it had changed their lives. And some of my friends are women, and so they were able to offer some advice to my wife as well. And so I vicariously, through my wife, started eating paleo. I wasn't sold on the idea, but I started increasing my meat intake and my fat intake.
Are you focusing on grass-fed beef? You live in a part of the country where I have to believe that there's some farmland left. Are you focusing on grass-fed beef?
You know what? Right after I moved back to the States, the first thing I did was found the farmer's market and got some numbers for some people, and I bought a quarter grass-fed beef. Loved it, and now I have a half a cow sitting in my freezer to last us all winter long. And so
that's cool.
Yeah,
and so what happened with when your wife cut out the lectins, you know, the gluten and the other lectins that are in grains? Did she see all of her symptoms subside?
Absolutely. In fact, I think the first, you know, biological response that she saw was just the bloating went away. The edema caused from the intestinal swelling from, you know, leaky gut or whatever the source was. It just went away. So she instantly lost 6 pounds.
Yeah.
And then,
you know, and you know what's amazing to me? I am of the opinion that everyone reacts to lectins, some to one degree or another. Those who suffer from celiac disease, you know, gluten intolerance, whatever, they are the most sensitive. But we're all sensitive because these are anti-nutrients that nature put in place to keep animals from eating these things. These are the natural defense mechanisms set up by evolutionary selection pressures to keep animals from eating these things. And so everybody responds negatively to grains. Some of us can tolerate it better, and so we deal with it. We're like, hey, you know, I really want that piece of grain, and it's not going to really mess me up. But some people, it alters their lives. So when the Wizard of Oz is out there promoting forks over knives and says, you know, eat pasta and eat bread, but make sure it's whole grain bread, it's like he doesn't get it at all. And this is an example of the medical orthodoxy co-opted him. He can't say anything different. He can't, because if he says anything different, if he changes his message, he's basically saying all those years I spent in school were for naught because they taught me everything that's wrong. And that's why they have to defend their position and say, no, grains are good. Anyway.
Yeah, it's an awful story, and it really irritates me. I would love to just flip that food pyramid or however this food
we need
that.
Well, you know what? What more important, when I was on NPR the other day, I said something, and the girl who was interviewing me said, you need to come out with a bumper sticker that says that. I said, you know what? We need to get the government out of our pantry. Government has no business recommending what we should eat, influencing what we eat, suggesting what we eat, or subsidizing the growth of foods. Because once they start spending money on crops, then it's in their best interest to get us to eat it, even if it's not good for us, because they have to get their investment back. So the government needs to get out of our pantry. You have any questions for John?
I was just going to ask you, John, do you still drink red wine?
Yeah, I do. I brought back well over 100 bottles from Italy with me that my wife and I drink on a regular basis. I wouldn't say it's, you know, lush mentality, but we probably go through a bottle every 2 to 3 weeks. So
wow, a whole bottle every 2 to 3 weeks? Dude, you got some catching up to do, man.
Yeah, I know.
Where do you stand on wine for you? Do you feel that wine is an important addition to health, or is it something that you use because you enjoy drinking it, regardless of whether it contributes to health or not?
You know, I think that's actually not an easy answer because there's obviously a lot of fructose in wine.
I wasn't even thinking of that, but you're right. Yeah,
there's obviously alcohol in wine, and those are two things that we know that if you're trying to attain a certain body type, you're not really going to get there by drinking wine. But you know, the polyphenols that are in wine are rather profound, and whether or not the French paradox actually is due to their wine consumption, I mean, there's a lot of mystery out there still about that. But I read a book by Dr. Maroon called the longevity factor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard of that.
I've heard of it. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, it gets into the details of green tea, coffee, dark chocolate, resveratrol, and he kind of pushes the idea of maybe a glass of red wine is good from time to time, but supplementing with resveratrol is definitely probably the more beneficial way to go, because you'd have to drink close to 100 bottles of red wine just to get the same thing as a 500 milligram tablet. But you know what? From time to time, you got to live and you got to enjoy life, and there's no point in looking really good if you and having a good time the rest of the time if you don't enjoy it.
And that's where I am. I Elisa and I were just talking about that, and that's exactly where I am. I drink red wine because I like the way it makes me feel, and I like the taste of it. I don't drink red wine because I think it's healthy. Well, I think it's contributing to my repartitioning of my body. And I'm with you. I drink it because that's one of the things that I feel that I enjoy, regardless of its contribution or detraction from my goals right now. And, you know, you have to have little things like that. Listen, John, I want to thank you, first of all, for listening to the show for so long. Having my voice droning in your ear cannot be a great thing. But like red wine, you got to take the good with the bad. But anyway, I want to thank you so much, and I applaud your journey. I wish you all the luck in the world. And I know that whatever field you choose, you're going to help a lot of people someday. I'm confident of that.
Yeah, I want to change the world. I want to. You know, like Pinky in the Brain, I want to take over the world and make it better. So.
I think you were the one who coined the superhuman nation, right? You sent us an email one day. Yeah, the superhuman nation. We are building superhumans here, John, and you're helping us do that. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks, John.
Well, thank you for the time. I appreciate it, and I hope you guys have a great day.
Yeah, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, too.
Cheers.
Okay.
Bye. Ciao.
All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up with some interesting stories and some more clips of the early days of Elisa Profumo on Casual Friday. We'll be right back. Training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0. Plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released high-energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com. Be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, GetDS.com or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Take it back, take it back.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
So, Carl.
Yes, Alisa.
So, did you know that Suzanne Somers is going to be on Dr. Oz today?
Yeah, and I bet you anything he treats her with a modicum of respect that he didn't treat people like Gary Taubes or other people who have carried good messages on his show.
I hope so.
Because I think he's enamored with her.
Why do you say that?
Well, because she's a huge celebrity. He's probably watched her on TV when he was in grad school. And, you know, he probably dreamt that someday he'd be famous and successful and have her as his wife or something like that. You know, I think he probably is enamored with her. Hmm. I have to believe he is.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to mention to you, did you see the 100 most influential people in health and fitness in 2011.
And I'm so disappointed in this list in so many different areas.
Well, first I wanted to thank Carlos Cardenas for sending that over to us. And now to the list. The number one on the list was Jillian Michaels.
Yeah.
And number two was Bob Harper. I guess those are the two from The Biggest Loser. Or Jillian used to be on The
Compiled this list? Who compiled this list? Do you know?
Let me look here. It's by Leah Rocchetto. And the greatest team, it says.
Yeah, so who knows how you even get on the list? You know, how do you get on the list? Who's invited to vote? I mean, who knows? Why are those two people on the list for helping? These are the greatest. The name of the list was, these are the 100 most influential in fitness and health.
Yeah, health and fitness in 2011.
Health and fitness. So I guess those two people are on because they're on the show The Biggest Losers, right?
Jillian Michaels is no longer, but she's on The Doctors now.
Now she's on The Doctors. She's mm-hmm. the new fitness guru on The Doctors. Another waste of time television show. Really. Yeah. A show that if you watch it, you'll every day you'll come away thinking you have a new disease.
Dr. Oz was number 9.
He shouldn't even be on the show, on the list.
Dr. Drew was number 10.
Drew Pinsky. Mm-hmm. I have respect for him, actually. He started out on radio with Adam Carolla. They did a late night show where they answered the questions of teens with angst called Love Line.
Mm-hmm.
It was on after 10 p.m. So with the way national radio standards are, you can use profanity after 10 p.m. You can talk about vulgar things. And the kids would call up and say, you know, I have this problem. I have that problem. I have STDs. What should I do? And Dr. Drew was the serious one, and Adam Carolla was the comic relief. And he was really good.
Aren't you going to be on the Dr. Drew show?
I've been asked to send my publicity kit to Dr. Drew's show and also his new show called Life Changers.
Oh,
and
good.
Waiting to hear back from them whether they requested our information, so we'll see.
Let's see. Rob Wolf was on the list, which I thought
he belongs
was great.
On the list. Absolutely.
He was number 35.
He should have been up above Oz by far.
And the guy that wrote the author of the 4-Hour Body, Tim
Ferriss.
He was number 4.
Yeah, yeah. I think those guys belong on it. I give them kudos for being on there.
Jane Fonda was number 12.
And she's one of the early the leaders of fitness, which is surprising to me that our friend Richard Simmons is not on there.
I know.
I feel like that's a total slap in the face by whoever this group is. Richard Simmons was one of the guys who led the charge. Look, agree or disagree with his approach. There's a lot of people who disagree with the
Jillian Michaels.
Jillian Michaels' approach, where she screams in people's faces. You know, it's like there's a lot of people who think that that's not the appropriate way to motivate people. But yet she's on the list. I'm baffled why Richard Simmons isn't taken more seriously. He's probably helped millions of people more than Jillian Michaels has.
Mm-hmm.
I question how the list was compiled.
And as Carlos pointed out, Jack LaLanne's not on here.
Jack LaLanne posthumously should be on there.
Exactly.
He should be on there posthumously for the next decade, because none of these people that we're talking about today would even have a path if it wasn't for LaLanne, who brought physical culture to the mainstream by bringing it to TV and showing housewives how to use their chairs to do leg raises.
Mm-hmm.
So shame on them, whoever they are.
And one that surprised me, too, was that Joy Bauer from the Today Show. She was on here as well.
Yeah, one of your favorites. Actually, we have I think we have a clip with her in it. Let me make sure. We may or may not. Or did we talk about
it? We talked about it already, because she was the one that was saying that you should eat popcorn as a healthy snack.
Yeah, that's her. That's her.
And so anyway, so speaking of the Today Show, a morning show, there's Good Morning America has a guy called Dr. Besser.
Yes, he's the guy who recently had to apologize to Dr. Oz.
About the arsenic levels.
About the arsenic levels that the FDA actually backed down on Oz on the way he tested. But yet the FDA has given up no ground. They still stand their ground that there's a little bit of arsenic in apple juice. It's okay for babies.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, they're babies, not mine.
Right. But Dr. Besser, they had a little clip on him the other day. He was at the mall, and he had three people go through the
food court
to see if they could find a healthy lunch.
Right.
And he challenged them to get the healthiest thing that they could find. So there were two guys and a girl. One guy got a salad with fat-free dressing. The girl got a chicken salad with balsamic vinaigrette dressing, or oil and vinegar. I can't remember. I think it was balsamic
but
vinegar.
But it was a chicken salad.
Chicken salad.
So in other words, greens and chicken.
Grilled chicken.
Bingo, go ahead.
And then the other guy got a Subway vegetarian sandwich on whole wheat bread.
And which one did Dr. Besser say was
Dr. Besser said the Subway sandwich was the healthiest.
Because?
Because it was only 408 calories, and the chicken salad was, the grilled chicken salad was 608.
With a balsamic vinaigrette or oil and vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
So because of 200 calories more, mm-hmm. he abandoned the healthy meal mm-hmm. to plug a sponsor.
To plug, now we all know that the bread, remember we talked about that, it has the plant food in it.
Plant, right, fertilizer.
Fertilizer.
Ammonium
sulfide.
Sulfide or something like that to make it look brown, to make it look like it's really whole
keep
grain.
Keep its brown color.
And don't forget, it fits the current agenda, which actually I was on a website, thanks to you, just recently. It's about vegan bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
And I commented on the website. But someone on the website posted a study that says the reason to move to a vegan lifestyle and away from animal protein is because it's more sustainable for our environment. It leaves less of an impact on our environment. And this may, it dawned on me actually this morning that this may be the reason why. This was I think it was a World Health Organization study. I'm going to have to dig it up and talk about it on a future show. But this may be the reason why the vegan message is being pushed, because it's better for our environment, not for the people. And I posted on that thing, we should make decisions on what foods to eat based on what's better for our body and not for the environment. This is a big mistake to take this approach. So Dr. Besser recommended a vegetarian chemical hoagie, basically.
Sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Over some good animal protein, some vegetables, which to me is that's the perfect meal: animal protein, vegetables,
and some fat and some from
and
oil.
some olive oil and vinegar,
mm-hmm.
because it's 200 calories more.
Right.
So Dr. Besser, unfortunately, is a bigger fool than I ever thought he was now. Either that or he's a complete shill for Subway's.
There was no meat on the sandwich. It had like lettuce and tomato and cucumber, which are all fine, I guess.
Yeah, if you have some animal protein with them.
But not with that bread. But
yes,
anyway.
That's right. That's
so
right.
It was all because of the calories.
Yes. So Dr. Besser gets the end of the year Shill Award for 2011 from Superhuman Radio. There you go.
And didn't you have an app you wanted to talk about?
Yes, yes. I found, you know, I'm keeping a training diary again, and I have an iPhone. So I figured, wow, I want to be able to keep my training diary with my iPhone. I found a 99-cent app in the iStore, the iTunes App Store, called Body Fitness, that gives you calendars, workouts. I mean, you select the movement, you put the reps, it keeps track of everything for it. It's only 99 cents. It's the coolest little app that I've seen so far. I've been using my little notepad in my iPhone to keep my training record,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of awkward because you have to type everything and this many reps. This app does it all for you.
What was the name of the app?
It's called Body Fitness. Body Fitness.
And where did you access it?
In the iTunes App Store.
Okay.
99 cents. They also have a free version, but the problem with the free version is it has these constant annoying pop-up advertisements for AT&T and for this and for that, and it's really annoying. And the other problem is I turn my phone into the airplane mode when I go into the gym, so I can't get phone calls or text messages while I'm working out because I want to work out. I don't want to have to answer phone calls or text messages.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the free app requires that you stay on the net because it's downloading these advertisements all the time.
Oh, I see.
So I paid 99 cents for the paid app, and you don't have any of that nonsense. Plus, it has a greater degree of features as well. So check out the Body Fitness app in the iTunes store for 99 cents if you want to use your iPhone to keep track of your workouts. That's pretty cool.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you have an app that you want to talk about.
I did. If you go to Environmental Working Group's website, you can download the pesticide-free produce, you know, the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15.
Mm-hmm.
You can download that to your iPhone. And because I know there's been times when I was at the supermarket and I couldn't remember, you know, what's on the Clean 15. So I downloaded the app and now I've got them all on there. And, you know, I was surprised mushrooms were on the Clean 15.
Really?
They were number 15.
Well, maybe they don't need much pesticides to stay, you know. I guess they're not attacked by by insects very easily because they grow so rapidly. Mushrooms grow overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not something that hangs around for a long time and the bugs are getting to it, I guess.
Right. Eggplant was on the Clean 15. But anyway, so if you download this app, you'll have it with you and you'll know what you have to buy organic, like the apples and the celery that we've talked about.
Yeah. How about this? We're going to take a commercial break. But as we go into the break, what I want to do is I want to play what could possibly be considered your very first rant.
Oh, I ranted?
On the show. Yes, you ranted. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Let's get back on this railing against people and idiotic statements that they make about health and nutrition, and especially these people who are in the mainstream media. I know that you were talking during the break about Kathy Lee and Hoda show recently.
Right. They had I guess it was today's resolutions during the first of the year. They were on the treadmill, burning calories, obviously, and Kathy Lee had burned 200 calories. So Joy, who is the dietitian nutrition.
The same Joy that does Joy Fit, right?
Right, Joy Bauer.
Right.
She's a guy came in, I guess one of the producers came in, and he had one of those baskets of fruit from the edible arrangements.
Right.
And inside the fruit there was Oreo cookies. So Kathy pulled out one of the Oreo cookies, and Joy said, oh, it's okay if you eat that. You've already burned 200 calories, so you're still 150 calories in the negative. Carmela
Cierzo.
Cierzo, is that how you pronounce it?
Slim Thugger, you need to stop playing around with all the clowns and the wanksters. Good girls got
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Did you notice that you sounded different in that little clip?
I did. What was the deal?
I listened to about a half a dozen different segment clips looking for you ranting. I went to the show topics first.
Right.
And I tried to recall, well, did she rant about that? And the reason you sound different, because you said, I sound different there.
Uh-huh.
That's your version of a rant. When you rant, your voice goes from like a slightly deeper version of your voice to this higher voice, like where you're, because you're really angry.
Yeah. Yes.
You were really upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I remember you talking about it in the morning, too, when you watch it. It's like she's saying, no, go ahead and eat an Oreo cookie.
And that was the Joy Bear.
That's on this stupid
Bear,
list.
Joy Bear that's on that list.
And it's like no attention being paid to the insulinogenic response to food, exclusively calories. Everything's exclusively calories.
Right.
These people are just idiots. It's 2011. I hope by 2012, people like Dr. Besser and Joy Bear, like, wake up with brains.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about calories, folks. If it is, then tell people just to eat 2,000 calories of sugar a day and see where it gets them.
And also on that clip, they were talking about the edible arrangements.
Oh, yeah.
I got one of those for Christmas last year, and I left it in the refrigerator in my garage.
Right.
So it was kind of out of sight, out of mind. Well, I went in there, and it was like a month later, and it was still exactly the same.
Right.
So I decided to leave it as a kind of as a, you know,
a test. Like we did with Bergie.
Exactly, like Bergie. And the fruit stayed like that until March.
Yeah.
And then it started like just melting.
Yeah, wilting.
It was wilting. It was really strange.
Yeah.
There's so many chemicals on that. And you think it's a healthy alternative to cookies or candy, but it's really not.
It's terrible.
So if you get edible arrangements for Christmas this year, do not eat them.
Re-gift it to someone you don't like. That's all. Give it to somebody you don't like. They'll think you're wonderful.
Exactly.
But you're really not.
We were talking about red wine with John Parker earlier.
Right, right.
Dr. Andrew posted, I think he posted it on Facebook and sent us some things about red wine.
Mm-hmm.
And we were reading it this morning how it has the same effects as an aromatase inhibitor.
It has both aromatase inhibitor activity and also glucose disposal activity.
Mm-hmm.
It was compared to a popular diabetic drug, I want to say, called Rosiglizine.
Yeah. Didn't you say your dad took that?
Yeah, it was one of the drugs. He was on metformin and Rosiglizine at the same time. Metformin is supposed to be an insulin receptor sensitizer, and Rosiglizine is a glucose disposal agent. It helps clear the body of glucose, so it acts more. It's an insulin mimetic, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And so red wine has both of those activities. And they were showing that while alcohol is contraindicated for women who have had breast cancer or at risk of breast cancer,
mm-hmm.
that drinking red wine acts differently because the aromatase inhibition activity actually counteracts the negative effects of the alcohol. So if there are women out there who are worried about breast cancer and you're going out to dinner one night, avoid, you know, the gin and tonic or the popular Appletini or what's the one that they drank on Sex and the City?
Cosmopolitan.
Avoid the Cosmo and have a glass of red wine.
It said that women who are postmenopausal who have high risk of breast cancer, that the red wine is chemoprotective, basically.
Right. But now think about something. Think about what you just said. The medical orthodoxy tells women who are going through menopause to avoid hormones.
Yes.
Because they cause breast cancer and cervical and ovarian cancer. Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
What you just said was that the medical orthodoxy says that women who are postmenopausal are at higher risk of breast cancer.
Right.
Why wouldn't you be higher risk of breast cancer when your body has all that estrogen in it?
Exactly.
So this is an exact example of the failure in logic and the failure to follow their own processes and indications in the allopathic field.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make sense. How can you not be at risk of breast cancer when those hormones are raging in your body, but yet when they drop, that's when you become at risk of breast cancer, and the solution is not to bring them back up again.
Okay, so when you were talking about hormones a few minutes ago, so don't they say that the synthetic hormones are what is supposed to
Yes, and it's not the estrogen. It's the esterification. When they esterify a hormone to keep the liver from destroying it, the liver changes and starts secreting things that increase thrombosis and inflammation and so on and so forth.
So then bioidentical hormones should be okay.
But you can't get a medical study that is peer reviewed to be taken seriously by the medical orthodoxy on bioidenticals. They don't even consider bioidenticals at all. All they consider is Premarin, Prempro, and the 16 or so other hormonal preparations that are prescribed specifically and made by pharmaceutical companies.
Hmm.
You're right. You know how we're really starting to see through politics right now?
Yes.
We're also really starting to see through allopathic medicine. In fact, I know that you have a specific direction, but this is a really good segue for one brief story I just want to say.
Okay.
You've heard me, and for the past five years, half the time the show's been on the air, I have been predicting the repurposing of statin drugs. Because statin drugs don't work. People who take statin drugs have heart attacks at the same rate as the general population. Okay? Well, I predicted that, and they started to say, well, statin drugs have anti-inflammatory effects. Here's another good reason to take it. Just recently, the pharmaceutical industry started to propagate a new study that shows that statin drugs may actually help you survive the flu if you're older. I mean, really?
Seriously.
I mean, what if huffing, toner cartridges from printers keeps you from dying from the flu? It's like they're so desperate to get their investment back on statin drugs that they're going to try. You mark my words. They're going to come out and say statin drugs help ameliorate the symptoms of autism very shortly. They're going to run a study. They're trying to find every reason to keep people taking statin drugs, even though they don't protect you against heart attack, regardless of what the FDA says. They don't. And if anything, the side effects are terrible. They may actually lead to cardiac failure, to heart failure, because of the depletion of CoQ10 in the heart by taking them. Mm-hmm. And you won't find one pharmaceutical company to say to people, tell your doctors, tell the doctors, tell their patients that when people take statin drugs, take CoQ10 as well. They won't say it. They just ignore it, and they let people fall into cardiac failure over time.
Then why won't they say it?
Because then they'll open up a can of worms for all the people who died of heart failure who were on statin drugs. And they're already losing billions of dollars constantly. Yeah, that's why they're hoping vaccines take over. But anyway, that was my little rant. Now they're prescribing statin drugs for the flu.
That's terrible.
3 weeks ago, they started saying that if you have back pain, statin drug. Oh, no, that was antidepressants. I take that back.
Back pain,
yeah,
and antidepressants?
They're prescribing antidepressants for back pain now.
Hmm. I also wanted to talk about the red meat post that Dr. Andrew posted
today.
On his Subversity blog.
Yes.
Everybody should read that. It's about grass-fed beef.
Great post. It substantiates something that I've been saying forever, that CAFO-born conventional meat is pro-inflammatory and grass-fed beef is anti-inflammatory. In fact, Dr. Andrew does a better job at putting all the details together to show the effects on prostaglandins, which are inflammatory markers and responses to inflammation, and red meat that is grass-fed versus grain-fed.
Mm-hmm.
Great article at subversity.blogspot.com. Great article. For those of you who still doubt the benefits of red meat that is grass-fed, it may actually be as protective as taking an aspirin every day like doctors tell you to do.
So what about people who don't eat red meat?
At all?
Would the CLA supplements?
No, this is not about CLA.
It's not about?
Not exclusively. No, this is about omega-3s and perhaps even other anti-inflammatory effects of red meat that we don't yet understand.
Mm-hmm.
No. I think that if people don't digest red meat and they have no other choice, then they just have to forget about it. But if you're eating red meat now and you're eating the basic stuff, even Laura's Lean beef is still grain-fed. I don't care if it's antibiotic-free. It's not all about antibiotic-free. This is about grass going in that animal's mouth, in its belly, and out its butt for its entire life. The quality of the meat is different. That's what this is about.
Okay.
Sorry for being so graphic.
Oh, no. That's
you just frowned when I said out its butt. You went.
I'm used to that from you.
Okay. So, do we have anything else to talk about? We have to take another break, really.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the show. We do have a couple more stories that we want to cover. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. This is our season finale.
Last
kind of sad, isn't it?
Of the year. Yeah. Not really, because then we come back fresh in January.
Yes, with big stories January. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You big disgrace.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
What the heck is that? It sounds like whales out at sea. I wonder what this is. Wait, I want to hear it.
Getting better.
Interesting, yeah. Give it another second. Okay, starting to lose my interest.
It's getting ready to do something?
I don't know. I hope so.
It's taking too long.
It says that Linkin Park is in this mashup. I know they're pretty... Nah, I don't think so. Okay. We'll pass on that one. Anyway, I want to play a couple clips real quick. We broke some really good stories during 2011 on the show that ended up getting recirculated later, and we heard more and more about them. Some of these stories were sent to us. A lot of them were sent to us by listeners. I mean, this really is the people's show.
It is.
And Casual Friday.
Thanks to everyone who contributes.
Yeah, and always contributes. This first story was sent to us originally by Carmela Sierza. Yeah, let's play this one real quick. Hold on.
Carmela
Sierzo,
is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
She sent an article to me on Facebook about lipstick contains lead. It was a very interesting article. According to the article, all dyes used in cosmetics are examined by the FDA for safety. And some of the colorants that the FDA approves, grants approval for has lead in it.
Yeah.
And that's the coloring that they use in lipstick. Yes.
So once again, the FDA says, a little lead's okay for you. You know, look, you probably already have mercury in your mouth. So what's a little lead on your lips going to do?
You know, what I found interesting about that story was that it was the expensive lipsticks that had the lead in it.
Yeah.
And if, for those of you who didn't hear that story, if you put the red lipstick on your hand or somewhere on your arm and you put the 14 karat gold or 18 karat to 24, I think,
and
it turns black, that means that there's lead in the lipstick.
And, you know, think about it. Women wear lipstick day in and day out,
mm-hmm.
and they reapply it 2, 3, 4 times a day. And then they eat and they swallow food that has lipstick on it. They're basically ingesting lead over time.
But the FDA says it's okay.
You know what's really funny? They'll allow things to be done to women. Like, they won't let men take testosterone just because they want to look better and feel healthier, because they'll say, well, testosterone is linked to prostate cancer and it's linked to heart disease and it's linked to this, which is all lies, by the way. But yet, women can go out and get a birth control pill so that they can have unprotected sex that does not result in a pregnancy. And those pills are well known to cause cervical cancer, breast cancer, heart disease, blood clotting, and all that sort of stuff. So I have a funny feeling that if women would get the message that the FDA is sexist, they don't care about women as much as they care about men, because they're always protecting us men from those things, but you women can do it. I mean, think about that for a second.
Okay.
All right, let's play this other clip, which I always got a kick out of. And this was the one where there was a branch of Monsanto, a pharmaceutical company in the UK, who said, hell no, no GMO. Yeah.
Yes, Monsanto does not allow their own GM foods in the cafeteria.
Right. So the cafeterias at Monsanto's pharmaceutical company has no GMO. And why, Elisa? Why would Monsanto themselves abandon their own product? Why? Tell me.
Because they believe in choice.
Sure. Oh, so then why not have GMO and non-GMO and let people choose between them?
Well, according to what I read here, they wanted their employees to have a choice.
Okay.
And so, it was only in one of their pharmaceutical factories, the one in High Wycombe, Buckinghamshire. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, that's probably in the UK, right?
Right, it's what it sounds.
So basically what Monsanto employees did there in the UK was they said they didn't want any GMO produce used in any of the food in the cafeteria. And the reality was there wasn't any choice. It wasn't like they said, well, this is GMO corn and this is legacy corn. Which one do you want? Because they didn't want to have the employees didn't want to have to choose between. They just said, no, we don't want any GMO stuff in here at all.
And that's a Monsanto company.
Right, right.
That's
so what does that tell you? So Monsanto, now think about this for a second. Monsanto will allow their employees to have informed consent by choosing GMO or non-GMO, saying we don't want GMO. But they won't allow us in the grocery store to be able to make that decision because they don't want GMO marked as GMO.
And
think
why,
about that.
And why don't they want it marked?
Because they know we won't choose it.
Hmm.
They know that we won't choose it. They know that every single time we'll go for the non-GMO. So, and then you have people who are coming out and saying that, you know, Monsanto has been able to feed billions of people. Somebody just talked to me about this the other day. I forget who it was. They were saying what a wonderful company Monsanto was because millions of people around the world are able to eat now.
Somebody said that?
Yeah. And I said, those people are dying. Their choice is no food or genetically modified food. In that arena, I can understand making that choice. Because if your choices are dying today or living with some gut distress and some potential GERD and IBS, and maybe your offspring aren't going to be born the healthiest because of the food you're being exposed to, then the latter is your only choice because dying isn't part of the, you know, part of the living process. But in a country like the United States where we are not you know, contrary to what they want to make you believe, that there's scarcity of food, so we have to do these things, which is total BS. If they'd let local farmers do what they do best, they could feed whole cities by themselves.
So, right.
Which I'd really like, before we do some of these, this last story, I'd like you to talk about, if you wouldn't mind, if you're ready to, what the commercial milk producers have done to raise the price of milk. This is an atrocity, folks. Now, first of all, people shouldn't be drinking pasteurized milk in the first place, but listen to this.
The milk producers started killing cows so that the milk prices would go up.
Didn't they kill like a 500,000 cows or something like that?
Yes. The original suit accuses milk producers of violating antitrust laws for slaughtering 500,000 cows. 500,000 cows.
Right. 500,000.
Between the years of 2003 and 2010.
Right. For the sole purpose of creating scarcity.
And that was reported by the Huffington Post.
Yeah. Okay. So yet another reason why not to drink commercially produced pasteurized milk at your grocery store. Here we're talking about McDonald's abandoning an egg producer because they mistreated animals. What's going on with the milk producers? And they're killing 500,000 cows for the sole purpose of raising the price of milk.
The suit alleges that the slaughters occurred as a part of a $9.5 billion program that reduced the nation's milk supply by 10 billion pounds. In a statement that was released in September, the chief operating officer, Jim Tilson, he called the suit without merit and promised the National Milk Producers Federation are going to vigorously defend themselves.
Well, of course they're going to defend themselves. Would we expect them to do anything else? And I'm sure I'm surprised the FDA hasn't come to their defense yet.
Mm-mm.
Like they did for the apple juice manufacturers.
The FDA is not mentioned in the article.
Yeah, yeah. There must be a reason for that.
But
maybe the FDA is
mad. 500,000 cows.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Right.
But yet they go and raid somebody for selling raw milk.
Right.
But these guys can kill the cows?
Kill their cows just to artificially raise the price, which is antitrust. These are antitrust laws they're breaking. If they're proven wrong on this one here, there's big price to pay.
Do you really think they're going to be proven wrong?
I don't know. And you know what's going to happen? This story is going to get swept under the carpet. And we're going to forget about it before anything happens.
Well, that was from September. The article was November 22nd. That happened in September. So do you think that? And I haven't heard anything about it.
I haven't heard anything in the mainstream news.
No, I haven't heard anything in the mainstream news about it.
No, they won't talk about this.
But they talk about people drinking raw milk.
And then we watched an interview with Dr. Jeffrey Life, who is the representative from Centergenics in Las Vegas. He was on Fox recently.
That's right.
This guy did more to push the anti-aging process back 20 years. He should never, ever – if anybody listens to this show and knows people at Centergenics, tell them – they should never, ever, 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 ever let Dr. Jeffrey Life in front of a camera again, unless it's taking still pictures of his 25-year-looking body. Because the guy's got a great physique. God bless him. He's like in his 70s, and he looks amazing. But just like a dumb blonde, he should not be allowed to talk. He should only be allowed to take photos. They put him on Fox News, and this little twit of a reporter...
She gave it to him.
And he just stumbled around, and he made us look like a bunch of idiots who just want to look young by taking growth. She was like, well, isn't it true that growth hormone is only prescribed for children who have short stature? And he
she just like railed on
him. Oh, and she just ran him over. Mm-hmm. He should have said, no, that's incorrect. You must be getting bad information. And then she would have come back and said, well, I have here this. No, there's actually doctors now using intra-articular injections of growth hormone to repair the meniscus in knees so that people don't need knee replacements. And growth hormone has been used for a variety of reasons. So you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. Where are you getting your bad information? That's how he should have come back at her.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he went... Well, that's correct, but now there's research that shows that. And before he could even get an answer out, she ran him over with another question.
Yes.
Shame on Centergenics. Shame on you. They thought they were taking an opportunity to get out in front of the world and show this guy how great he looks. All they did was show his body and ask him stupid questions. And at the end of the interview made you feel like, oh, this old guy is just trying to look young. He shouldn't be doing this stuff. This is bad stuff he's doing. Mm-hmm. That's what the mainstream population is going to think about Dr. Jeffrey Life. Never again, Dr. Life, do not go on TV and speak again. Unless you have somebody who has like a little earpiece and they're telling you what to say. Shame on
you. Maybe you can be the one, the voice inside the earpiece.
Yeah. I would. You know what the problem with that is? I would talk so loud that they would be able to tell that there's somebody in his ear talking. They'd say, Dr. Life, why don't you just hold the earpiece up to the microphone and you sit back? Shame on him. Shame on him. And shame on that girl, too. She was just out to get him. That's all that was about. Let's play this last clip. This one had a lot of impact on our listeners. It had impact on me, too. It changed the way I look at and think about eating fish here.
Me, too.
And Dr. Rouse told me, because he lived in Asia for many, many years, you cannot live anywhere filthier. And that the fact that they promote this concept that cancer is low there, but actually cancer is rampant there, but we just don't get the
You know what? I think I got the wrong part of the clip
here.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Rouse,
I'm sorry about that. The clip was you delivering the news that all these different fish that we buy that we think are healthy are living in streams.
In sewage.
Polluted in sewage. And pumped with all sorts of pharmaceutical drugs.
To keep them so they don't die.
Yeah, from living in the sewage. And
they were from countries from Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia.
Yes, that's what I had. I had all that, right?
And those are the fish that you shouldn't eat, like right. The codfish from...
A wild caught Alaskan codfish is fine.
Okay, right, exactly. But the...
Tilapia from Indonesia. Avoid it like the plague. Mm-hmm. And it was like some state, like I had the clip put together. I'm sorry, I screwed it up. But
Vietnam.
It was like Alabama that's testing all the fish that's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the ones who discovered this. They were like, there were high levels of drugs that aren't even allowed for human use.
Yes.
In this fish.
Yep.
And you think you're eating healthy fish. And it's changed the way I buy fish.
I have a problem eating tilapia after that story.
I have not eaten tilapia after that story.
I have not either.
I eat codfish.
I eat the Alaskan cod wild fish.
Yeah, I eat wild-caught cod and wild-caught salmon, and that's all I eat now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat any...
And tuna. I like tuna.
Yeah, a tuna out of the can. Who knows where that's coming from? But you want to know the truth? Makes you question where the tuna in the can is being.
Well, what about tuna steaks that are frozen, frozen?
As long as they're flash frozen and wild caught, absolutely.
Right.
But I think the problem is not all of it is flash frozen and wild caught.
Just be careful with your fish when you're buying it. Make sure that it doesn't say Indonesia, Malaysia.
Taiwan.
I think they have to mark on the label where the fish comes from.
Yeah. Next, you're going to see countries wanting to change their names, just the way they want to change the name of aspartame to AminoSweet. Countries are going to want to change their names so people don't get that's where the fish is coming from.
I read an article last night about honey from China
mm-hmm.
and how the U.S. stopped buying the honey because they weren't – I can't remember exactly the details of – because I don't have the article in front of me. But China was not allowed to sell –
Honey into the United States.
So they started selling it in countries surrounding China, and then those countries were selling it to us.
To us, yeah.
It's
disgusting. And you know what? And if Monsanto would stop killing the bees and buying up the companies that are trying to figure out why the bees are dying and pushing them out of business, we could have our own bees here.
Mm-hmm. And why are we buying honey from China when we can buy it from our local farmers?
Bingo. Exactly.
And it has a better health effect on us.
Yes, because it's unfiltered and unpasteurized and doesn't have all the crap in it. But that's, again, Monsanto. This is going to be Monsanto's world someday. So there you go.
And Cargill.
There you go. Do we have anything else to talk about?
The only thing I want to talk about is that I just want to thank all of our listeners for all of the input that they gave us throughout the year. And I appreciate the listeners for listening.
Yes, thank you so much for listening. And, of course, I will be back on next week, but we will not have a Casual Friday next week. So this is our last Casual Friday for 2011.
Yes.
And we will be back in 2012.
Bigger and better.
Bigger and better than ever. But we do want to go ahead, and even though I will say this again next week, we want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa. All of those holidays wrapped into one. We hope that you have a festive and full of joy and full of love holiday and a fantastic New Year. And remember, you ladies out there that are postmenopausal, drink red wine. for New Year's, okay? Right?
What about the bubbly stuff?
Oh, yes. No, you have to drink champagne. You have
New
to drink
Year's.
Champagne for
and
New
And then
Year's.
After New Year's, you go back on your regular paleo diet.
There
right?
you go. There you go. There you go. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Bye.